It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we focused much in our conversations with our broadcast partners on Jerusalem Day and the celebration of the reunification of Jerusalem. I'll take a look at the passages in Scripture that deal with the Holy City in a moment, but first let's think about the conversations that I had with our broadcast partners, as usual, covering many stories that are reports on how current events are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. We talked with Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. He reported to us Iran is going to respond to the Israeli attack on Syria, should I say the supposed Israeli attack. The Israeli government has never confirmed nor denied that they did attack Syria. But the Iranians are going to respond, according to Ken Timmerman. And we also discussed the issue of mass exodus of Christians throughout the entire Islamic world. David Dolan had our Middle East news update. We talked about Hezbollah ready to go into the Golan Heights with the Syrians and take it back from the Jewish people. And the Prime Minister of Israel had a very successful trip into China. That's a very interesting time that the Prime Minister had. Rabbi Yoel Karin focused with us on Jerusalem Day and the Temple Mount and the preparations to put the next temple up there on that sacred piece of real estate to the Jewish people. Dr. Rob Congdon helped us to understand that the European Union is getting ready to have its own military operation. The NATO commander-in-chief said that the European Union will be soft until they have their own military to back their decisions. Itamar Marcus, who heads up Palestinian Media Watch, he talked about the Palestinian official who wants to actually nuke Israel. And David Wilder from the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world, Hebron, some 4,000 years ago, dating back to Abraham, also talked about the celebration of liberation for the second most sacred piece of real estate, Hebron, there in the hills southwest of Jerusalem. Well, all of those conversations with our broadcast partners are available to you at our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. You'll be able to re-listen to any of the conversations we had, or maybe listen for the first time. And please do me a favor, call a friend and tell them about PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and how they can listen to all of these interviews that we had with our broadcast partners should they have missed the weekend program. That's prophecytoday.com, PTRN. Now I want us to focus in the last part of this look at the book on the city of Jerusalem. This last week, the Jewish people celebrated 46 years of controlling the Temple Mount. On June 7, 1967, they liberated the most sacred piece of real estate in all of creation for the Jewish people, the Temple Mount. It was reunited after almost 2,000 years. There were great stories from our broadcast partners on how this all happened June 7, 1967. And many people are saying it was miraculous. God's plan did play out in front of all the world as he gave back the holy city to the Jewish people. Well, let's look at Jerusalem just a moment in the time we have left. The word Jerusalem is used 764 times in the Bible. It's a major component in understanding Bible prophecy. I want to look at the past of Jerusalem, the prophetic, and then presently what's going on. In the past, we have to go to 2 Samuel chapters 5, 6, and 7. In chapter 5 of 2 Samuel, you'll see King David, who had become the king of the tribe of Judah. Now, he controlled the tribe of Judah for a 7-year period of time from the city of Hebron. But the other 11 tribal leaders said they wanted him to be king of all of Israel, and he agreed to do that, but he had to have a neutral city by which to set up his capital. He chose the Jebusite stronghold of Jerusalem. They captured the city of Jerusalem. And 3,000 years ago, King David named Jerusalem the political capital of the Jewish people. If you'll spend some time reading 2 Samuel 6, you see he went over to Kiriat Yearim, brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, the new political capital, set up a tabernacle, and wanted to establish a permanent worship center. The tabernacle was a transportable worship Center. David wanted to build the temple because of sin, not allowed to do that. But his son King Solomon would do that because of what the Lord promised to King David, the Davidic covenant, saying not only would Jerusalem be the political capital, the spiritual capital, but the eternal capital of the Jewish people. And by the way, all of this happened 3,000 years ago. Prophetically, Jesus Christ will come back to the earth and build a temple on the Temple Mount. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13. Before he builds that temple, he will rebuild the city. Ezekiel chapter 45 says he'll take an 8.5 square mile city and make it into a 2,500 square mile city. That will be the city of Jerusalem, where he will rebuild the Temple Mount, make it 1 mile square, and then build a temple. Again, Zechariah 6:12, he'll build Messiah's temple, as described in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 40 to 46. That's the prophetic aspect of the city of Jerusalem. But let me remind you, Jesus Christ told Zechariah 1:14, that he was aggressively possessive of the city of Jerusalem. And in verse 15, he said he is very displeased with the arrogant security of those who now control the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. He said he would return, Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 16, and as I've just told you, build a temple on the Temple Mount. By the way, before that does happen, Jerusalem is going to become a cup of trembling. Now, that's an apocalyptic phrase, which means it will be intoxicating to those who control the Temple Mount. The Palestinians control the Temple Mount today, but they have become intoxicated with power over that. The Lord's going to take care of that. By the way, Zechariah 12:13 says it will be a burden too heavy to lift up, and not only for the Jewish people, but for the world. Look what's happening as it relates to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a burden to all world leaders today, but it will be liberated for eternity when the Messiah, Jesus Christ, returns to build his temple. Let me just remind you, there'll be a tribulation temple on the Temple Mount as well, and everything is ready for that temple to be built in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. But before all of these prophecies are fulfilled, the rapture of the church, that's the next event on God's calendar of activities. Jesus will shout, the archangel will shout, and the trump of God will sound, and those of us who know Christ as Lord and Savior will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And my friend, that rapture could happen at any moment. And having made that statement, there's nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up. Until.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported production of Shofar Communications in Chattanooga, Tennessee.